So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I recently had a question from someone that wanted to know, why am I getting diarrhea when I'm doing ketosis, okay? Well, there's usually two reasons. Number one is you're not used to digesting that amount of saturated fat. Okay, so because saturated fat will increase bile production and bile lubricates the colon. So you might want to just cut back on some of the oils, especially if it's in a liquid form like the MCT oil or added butter or coconut oil, and see if that makes a change. Number two, the more likely reason is that you're not used to digesting the quantity of vegetables that I am recommending. Certain compounds and certain vegetables can overwhelm these microbes in your small intestine more than other vegetables, okay? So what you might want to do is switch over the type of vegetables that you're consuming to vegetables that are actually more easily digested by your current microbes, okay? So I would right now just switch over and avoid consuming onions and garlic, artichoke, beetroot, leeks, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, green beans, avocados, blackberries, which is a berry, cauliflower, mushroom, and fennel, and stick with just regular green lettuce, cucumber, tomato, zucchini, bell pepper, and bean sprouts. These are pretty safe, okay? You can also consume more fermented vegetables. And even spinach could be a problem. So when you're consuming lettuce, for example, a lot of times it comes in a container or a bag. Try to just get the just straight plain lettuce only, green lettuce, and see if that can help you. Now, as your microbes start growing and adapting to digesting these other vegetables, you'll be able to include more and more of these over time. So go ahead and make the shift and then gradually start bringing these things back in after, I'd say, about 3 or 4 weeks from now. Hey guys, so I'm doing a survey of a future video, and I wanted to find out what your biggest body problem is. So that way, the content is aligning with something that you are personally interested in. So please click the link down below, fill it out, and I will create the video. Thanks. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.